You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And you all must have taken some liquid luck this week, because today we have a special bonus episode and we are joined by some special guests to help us bring it to you. So we are diving deep into an awesome event held close to all of our hometowns. It's called the Wizardly World of Kent. Woo! But before we get too much into it, let's say hey to our guests. We want to say a huge welcome to three lovely ladies bringing this event to you. Heather Malarchik.
Did I do it? Pretty close. It's Heather Malarchik.
Malarchik. All right. Alyssa Maisie.
Yes.
And Robin Spano.
Hi.
Of three is not bad for me, guys. Welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we are very appreciative of you, you know, coming on and talking about all the amazing things that is this this fest, this huge like Potter party, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. So thanks a lot for being with us, guys. I thought maybe we could start out with you all taking turns introducing yourselves, especially because we could get to know you better too, and our listeners. Maybe talk a little bit about your roles, because you're all, I know Heather for sure is a part of Main Street Kent. And most importantly, I mean, if you know it, we got to know your Hogwarts house.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I will be happy to start. Again, my name's Heather Malarchik, and I'm the executive director for Main Street Kent, which is a nonprofit organization focused on the revitalization and promotion and beautification of our downtown. So I've been with the organization for 7 years, and this is our third year of doing
this is our third year of doing
a Potter-themed event, and of course, we've changed the name to Wizardly World of Kent to comply with the wishes of those who own properties and names and things that we did not want to violate and offend. So I am probably the least knowledgeable when it comes to this whole concept. So I was just told from across the table that I'm a Ravenclaw. I have to just be honest right here up front. I don't even know. But really my role in this whole thing, our biggest focus is to do things that really draw people to our town. And this obviously became something within seconds of deciding we were going to do it. So I am here to kind of herd the cats and get the people involved that can help us do help us do all the fun things and get all of the qualified people to entertain the crowds and just kind of manage the whole project all together. So I think that's my primary role.
Awesome. I appreciate your honesty as well. It's okay. We welcome all levels of Potter fandomness. It's okay.
If you would like, when we see you, we can totally get you sorted.
Thank you. Alyssa would really appreciate that. Okay, so I'll go next. My name is Alyssa Maisy, and I am a volunteer with Main Street Kent. I'm on the committee that helps put this event together. This will be my second magically themed event with Main Street, and it's such a great community of people to work with. Volunteering is super awesome. Heather's really great, and I think she just kind of sold herself a little bit short, because while she might not be the most well-versed in all things Potter, she is definitely the most well-versed in all things Kent. And an event of this nature and of this caliber with this amount of detail could not be possible without her. So don't let her tell you anything otherwise. But my main focus this year is we do the Run That Shall Not Be Named 5¾K. That will take place on Friday night, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. And then I will be helping coordinate the volunteers on the day of the event.
What's your house?
My house is I Am a Slytherin.
Oh man. I was gonna guess Hufflepuff, actually. You're talking up Heather so nicely.
What, Slytherins can't be nice, Katie?
Jeez. Hey, my wife is a Slytherin. I love them.
It's with charming charisma.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Robin?
Okay. My name is Robin Spano. I am a volunteer also with Main Street Kent. I've been doing this since we started it. I came on board. My regular day job is at the university bookstore on campus. And so I came in as part of their group and loved it so much that I've continued to do more things with Main Street Kent. And we love volunteering with them. They're a great organization. I do the social media for all of Wizardly World of Kent. I also go out and look for vendors and come up with kooky ideas.
Yes, the crazy.
And I am a Gryffindor.
Yeah, you awesome. Are.
All right. I'm solo awesome. Representing Hufflepuff today. That's okay.
It's all right. You got Puff Pride.
I'll take that responsibility.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's get down to the juicy details. So can you tell everybody what exactly is the Wizarding World of Kent, for those who don't know? Because we have a lot of listeners that have never even heard of Kent, let alone this giant awesomeness that happens for the past 2 years.
Yeah, of course. So there was a release of a new book, which was kind of what made us decide to have a little gathering, I think is what we called it.
It was the first child.
Right. Book launch. We're just going to have a book launch, little gathering, and invite people who are fans of Harry Potter to come to our town and reserve a copy of the book when it gets released. And that's what we thought would maybe draw a couple hundred people to town. And apparently that was not the case. So the theme of everything was all Harry Potter. We've since evolving, have changed it to a more generic theme involving magic and wizardry and all of this fantasy stuff. And with the knowledge fully that there will be lots of costume contests and potion classes and magic shows and things that are right in line with everything that people have experienced the past couple of years with the event. So it's
free to come to the event, and there's lots of free entertainment. There are some paid activities that we'll get into a little bit that involve, you know, a small fee that people pay, and they go directly to nonprofit organizations that we partner with, so that like helping the Children's Advantage program in our city and things like that. So, and it's the best day ever for our businesses, which is great, and it gives people a great opportunity to explore the magical experience that we have here in Kent.
Yeah, I had no idea that the profits went to that.
So Main Street Kent's a nonprofit. So we, I mean, basically we charge all these vendor fees and everything and get sponsorship money, but then it costs a lot of money to put this on by the time
trash removal, for example.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I bet there are a lot of costs people wouldn't think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Paying bands and paying all the other performers and everything. So that money goes toward that. And then we do some things to fundraise for ourselves. And then last year we did a scavenger hunt that I raised several thousand dollars for the Children's Advantage program, which is for abused children in our county, which was, I mean, those people were kind of in tears about the whole concept that we were able to do something like this to them. They were overwhelmed with how successful it was.
That's so amazing. Awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. Awesome.
So you guys truly are magical.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We should say when this is. I just realized, I'm like, no one said when this.
Yes. When is the Wizardly World of Kent?
Saturday, July 28th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And the 5K will be Friday, the 27th, and pack up pickup will start at 5 p.m. and the event starts at 7:30 p.m.
I love that it isn't it technically like 5 3/4?
Oh, of course.
I love that.
The run that shall not be named cannot just be a normal 5K.
Right.
No.
Yeah, so it's a 5 3/4 K, which turns out to be 3.5 miles.
Oh, awesome.
Perfect.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys still have spots open for that?
Oh, of course. I believe we have just hit our 200th registrant.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait, 200. Got it.
Woo! Is that magical?
So, sure. The registration fees that come from the 5K, we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Love Light, which is an organization that is focused on helping the youth in our community through health and wellness initiatives as well as education.
I love it.
Gosh, that's great.
Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Me too. I was very happy. And then we will also be doing a shoe drive for an organization called Souls for Souls, which they provide sustainable solutions to short-term problems in developing countries and in times of disaster relief. So I really love this organization. I've worked with them a few other times for other nonprofit events that I've held. And it's just really great because they will give the people in those disasters or in those developing countries the shoes, and then they will let them kind of use them to put back into their economy. So rather than giving them a hand out, they're giving them a hand up and helping them rather than hurting them in the long run. So,
I like that a lot.
Very passionate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are there any events this year that might be different from last year or even ones that you're bringing back that we're going to see? Or activities.
Well, last year we had live music at the Kent stage and people had to pay tickets to go see that. So we've changed that up this year. We're going to have three different bands performing at the Hometown Bank Plaza throughout the day. And one is Muggle Snuggle, one is Hawthorne and Holly, and one is Blibbering Humdingers.
Oh, I love it!
That's awesome. So that is something new. I don't think a lot of people got over to the Kent stage to see this show last year. So we'll be doing that. And then we're repeating some of, we had a Magic by Merlin last year. We have a renamed thing that we had last year. It's called Songs and Spells. It's a performance. And then we're, again, having magic and potion classes that are, that stuff is all free that people can just go up to a public plaza and fight through the crowds to see if they can see. That's just where we are. Yeah. And then again, like I said before, we'll be doing some things where people can make a contribution to participate. Like our costume contest is being run by our Kent JCs. And again, those folks raise money to help our Kent Social Services and the food pantry. So they'll raise money by collecting fees for people to participate and hand out prizes and everything, and that money will go right back into our social services organizations.
Awesome. I know that costume contest last year was amazing. Yeah. I saw like a really legit like Bellatrix and Lockhart. Mm-hmm. I pet a snake there last year.
Someone was dressed up as a Patronus, like a deer, like a doe Patronus.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. Yeah. There were so many great costumes last year. Mm-hmm. Little babies and little mandrake, like they were mandrakes. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. So I can't wait to see. What was that?
Potter Puppet Pals.
Yeah, the Potter
Puppet Pals. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm excited to see how far people will take this whole magic theme that we have going on, because we are not just limiting it, and it wasn't just limited to Harry Potter last year, but with the theme being a little bit more broad this year, I'm kind of excited to see what else comes out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People get really creative.
They do.
Yeah.
They
really do.
It makes me so jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any like vendors you guys want to shout out or anything that we might see this year that are new, or ones that we saw last year that you guys really strike something in your memory?
We have a lot of returning vendors. We have 92 vendors total this year.
That's my favorite part. And 11 food vendors. 11 food vendors. Hit the bell.
Thank you.
I love it.
And then we also have the community partners that Heather was mentioning. We have vendors that are going to be there doing everything. We have painting classes, people selling repurposed items, jewelry, paper dolls, wands galore.
Wooden boxes.
Yeah, dragon eggs.
Wood carvings.
Just pretty much everything you can imagine. All kinds of hats and decals. And
crocheted
clothes.
Items.
Yep. Just almost everything that you can imagine.
Henna tattoos.
And a lot of them will be returning, but they're actually what in the crafting circuit, there was a lot of talk that people really, really wanted to do it, and they were really eager to find out when we were going to have booths open for sale, when vendors could sign up. And it filled up fairly fast.
Yeah. Right. We still every day or two get people looking for a space, and that'll continue until the day of. And we're just keeping, track of email addresses so we can,
for next year.
If we do it next year, we can send it out to everybody and see how big it needs to be. We've expanded from year one. We had vendors set up on the sidewalk. I think we had eight vendors.
Eight.
Because we expected a couple hundred people. Next year, 40 plus vendors.
Yeah.
And including food. So now we're up over 100.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of extra space to spread this whole thing out. And we're also doing kind of a miniature shuttle from our local high school.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That'll help with the insane traffic.
And then I just was contacted recently, actually, that the Parta bus will only be $1 or $2 on Saturdays. So people can go from like all the way back into the back of campus and just hop on the bus and have it drop them downtown. And Friday of the 5K, the Parta bus will actually be free for anybody until 9:22 p.m.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 9:23.
Yeah, not 9:23, only 9:22.
I love that.
I needed it to be 9:34, but that's,
Maybe next time, we could talk to her. She's really cool. Another vendor that is coming back this year that I always appreciate, it's our Kent State Campus Bookstore. They make it look like the Night Bus.
Yes.
And I actually think it's a super cool photo opportunity, and it's just like a really awesome way to kind of get the campus community involved with the city, too. I love it.
That's awesome.
I think the, the Acorn Alley?
Yeah.
Transformed? Okay. That was a really great photo opportunity for us. We actually have one of our first pictures of our group there, because it turns into Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
So that was pretty awesome as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Do you guys know how many people like came last year, or a rough number?
And what your estimate is for this year?
I'll ding the bell for you.
Well, so we checked this death on Facebook in our last meeting, and I think we had roughly 14,000 people indicate that they were interested or participated or they had some sort of interaction with the event on Facebook.
Wow.
So that's amazing. Not counting, like, the tiny humans or the tiny muggles or the tiny magical people, like, any of those people that don't have access to Facebook.
Right.
Or, you know, anybody that didn't have access to Facebook or social media. So, I don't know, but I'm pretty excited to see what we come up with this year. We've made a lot of changes, I think, for the better, just, you know, kind of basing it off of last year, especially. We have a running joke. It's all about the trash removal, because at one point or another, each member of our committee was in a trash can trying to get the trash sorted out.
Oh, my God.
We've made a lot of really good changes, I think, that will definitely help the fans and
we've increased the footprint of the event so that people will be more spread out and we won't be so crowded.
Yeah, it was very jam-packed last year. Mm-hmm. Again, in the greatest of ways.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah. Like, I never at one point felt crazy. It was just great to, like, everybody was there for the same purpose. Like, it's all, it's just a great event, I think.
It's a great way to just nerd out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we like to do.
Yeah, for sure. No, but it is. It's definitely really cool. And, you know, I mean, when people find out that it's not even the city just keeping the profits made from the day, when they find out that they're putting it back into nonprofits or into community events or into organizations that directly impact the community, it just, you know, it makes it really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. Sarah and I had, or we tried a coffee there last year. Katie, where did we go?
Tree City Coffee.
Yeah, you did.
It was great.
I will say, I only had a black coffee. Everybody else got the butterbeer coffee, but I had a sip, and it was die for. We waited in line, and it was towards the end of the night, so the poor people behind us, they're like, we can't sit. Like, we hipped close, so we got in.
Yeah.
But we waited in line. It was great.
Oh, it was so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so worth it. So I'll be heading back there this year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I go there all the time. They're so good.
Our local popcorn shop also does handmade ice cream, and they like 30 some odd gallons of butterbeer ice cream.
Oh my gosh. I think we tried to go, but we were too late
to miss it.
Robin actually got to do like a taste testing of it last year when they made their first batch, and she showed up to, I think, one of our meetings with butterbeer popcorn, and we're like, or butterbeer ice cream. And we're like, where did you get that? And she's like, I'm taste testing.
I want that job.
I think I'm going to need 3 scoops just in case.
3 scoops.
I'm not sure yet. Can I try it one more time?
Chocolate frogs.
Really?
Yeah. They make their own chocolate frogs.
That's awesome.
I need it. So good.
Yeah. And they have popcorn that has it's a different mix for each house. So you can house flavor popcorn. Yes.
I just died.
We're getting so excited.
Oh my God.
Shop pop, shop local. We're all about it.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going there.
Yeah. Okay. Excited for the whole.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day for sure.
And I know that there's commemorative t-shirts. How can we get some? Like, how do people get some, I should say?
us particularly.
Right now, you can order them online. Universities in Kent is our official t-shirt vendor. And you can order them online and have them sent to you. You can choose. They have a shield with our magic squirrel on them. And you can choose your house color. They're on gray t-shirts. And they'll ship them to you. I think the deadline is July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you can still order them for pickup.
Okay.
And then pick them up at the event.
Pick them up at the day of the event. But if you want them ahead of time to wear that day, you can order them now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my old school 2016 first year Kent Potterfest shirt right now.
Oh, I should say there's a link to the t-shirts on Main Street Kent at the Wizardly World of Kent event.
Yeah.
Website.
We'll post that link with this episode as well.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Cool.
No problem.
All right. So we actually have a lot of our listeners traveling from
everywhere
to come,
come on over, guys. Yeah.
So what we're wondering in the area, hotel wise or whatever, I don't know if there's B&Bs down there. I'm not really familiar with Kent that much, but where are some places that guests can stay for the event?
There, I'm actually surprised that this, I'm about to say this out loud, but there are still rooms available at the Kent State Hotel and Conference Center, which is literally across the street from the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, stay there for sure.
That's where I'm staying.
They still have rooms on the 27th and 28th, and it's a boutique style hotel. I think it just turned 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely beautiful
inside. So, that's obviously first choice. And then we have a couple communities nearby, Brimfield and Streetsboro, both have many hotels at each location. Mm-hmm. So, and that's like 3 to 4 miles away for a drive. But obviously it would be ideal to stay downtown. Mm-hmm. There aren't any B&Bs downtown. So you're pretty much locked into the hotel's the best idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you could find like an Airbnb.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or renting out their apartment or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we wanted to line up a couple more fun questions just to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get this one out of the way because it probably wasn't very fun for you guys to experience. So first 2 years, 2016 and 17, it was called Kent Potterfest. Was that like a big deal? Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. Was that like a big deal for you guys to like go through that name change? Was it like hard to come up with something new?
Well, what it entailed was we had 2 big post-it notes hanging up on a wall, and we all just kind of started to spit out any magical or Kent or magically Kent themed word, phrase, anything. And then I think after we did 20 minutes of word vomit, we found one that kind of stuck. And then I think we narrowed it down to 2. And then we did a group vote, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it happened. Not going to lie, it was kind of hard, I think, especially for Heather to get away from the fest after the Harry Potter fest, just because a lot of, the events that go on down here are some type of festival related things because of the entertainment value. Mm-hmm. So, to go from Kent Potter Fest to Wizardly World of Kent, obviously there's, a huge difference in the way that each of those kind of roll off your tongue, but
right.
I stayed positive and made the best of the situation and found something that kind of stuck and that we all loved.
Yeah.
It has a really nice acronym, WWK.
That's what I was just thinking.
I was like,
WWK.
Yeah, real easy to type out when you're talking to Siri doing a voice text.
Yeah.
I really like how it's kind of funny because we all experienced Harry Potter, but now we're dealing with Fantastic Beasts. So it kind of changed from Harry Potter to J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World. So you guys kind of followed the same trend.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
That's true. I hope to see more characters from the newer series.
Yeah,
this year.
Some newts.
Yes.
So
we
had
some newts last year.
We did.
If you look, on our Throwback Thursdays, there are some pictures coming up of a guy who's dressed as Newt who was amazing.
And he was in character the entire time. It was insane.
So excited!
I love it.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I love that. So we kind of got an answer from this a little bit, but I want to dive a little deeper into it. Did you guys ever expect this event to be this popular?
I definitely don't think so.
No.
If I remember correctly,
she's like, no.
When the Off the Wagon toy shop, which could kind of be comparable to the Weasley Brothers toy shop, a joke shop, you know what I mean? And she was like, hey, I want to have this book launching. How do we do this? Let's do it. And then it was, Heather and Michelle Starr and a couple other really awesome people. And then it kind of imploded into the chaos that we have today.
You guys sound like us. People were asking us like, oh, did you ever think it would be like this? Mm-mm. No.
No. No idea.
It is. But I just think about all the great things that you guys are doing for your community. Mm-hmm. It just it just makes my heart so happy.
Yeah.
That y'all are doing that.
That's what makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, when people are stressing out and yelling about where do I get this chocolate frog and why do I have to wait an hour and a half for butter beer? You know, you just think about all the awesome things that this event is bringing to the community. And you're like, all right, the butter beer is over there. It'll be soon. Don't worry.
And yes. Just the level of humanity that comes for this event, it's just such a peaceful amount. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, our city manager came to me and he's just kind of shaking his head. He's like, I don't know what this is, but do it again. I mean,
it's so good. Well, you guys are doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think like with Potter and like the Wizarding World, everybody is always so... I always find like all the fans are always so nice to each other and nice mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. people they've never met. And we've experienced that in our own group. And all of our listeners are just like great people, you know, yeah. and want to help each other out. And I think it says a lot about society and hopefully it'll continue, you know,
we have a great
hope.
I mean, if you think about it, you've never seen Harry Potter be a genuinely mean person.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody running around dressed up as Harry Potter would only do Harry Potter a disservice by being mean to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
True. You know, true. You got to represent.
Yeah,
absolutely.
even the Slytherins.
Yeah, they get a bad rap.
Yeah, we're not that bad.
Love our little snakes. Don't worry.
One of the group last year was the family that dressed like the mm-hmm. Malfoys.
Oh, I missed them. I didn't see them. Oh,
they were incredible. And I think they're also on our Facebook page that you can go back and see a picture of them. They were amazing.
Yeah. I love seeing... Because if sometimes I'll get dressed up and I'll go all out, but I'm not nearly as good as all those other people that, like, they put time and effort in. Like, a lot of them make their own costumes and, you know, oh, my gosh, it's just, that's my favorite part, I think, is just seeing everybody dressed up. And I'm like, look at that one. Look at this person. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and everybody's getting pictures with one mm-hmm. another. It's just, I love it. I think I got a picture with that Bellatrix girl last year. I don't know. Who else the girl was walking around? Naked, and no shoes on. I loved it.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's commitment.
Yeah, crazy things for sure.
And a lot of people who are dressed up are very gracious and will allow mm-hmm. everyone to take pictures with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go all out, you better believe people are going to ask you for pictures.
You better hope somebody's going to ask you for pictures or you just wasted all that time for nothing.
Yeah.
All right, one last question. Do you guys have a special memory from a past year or maybe something especially that you're looking forward to this year that kind of sticks out to you?
My favorite memory is, my granddaughter dressed as baby Bellatrix.
Oh, my God, my heart.
And she was adorable, and she couldn't talk yet, but she could walk, and so we were going around holding her hand, saying, "Get out of the way, Muggles!" And it
was so that's awesome.
Is her picture on the Facebook page?
Yes, it is, and she's got a dark mark tattoo on her arm.
I love it.
Is she dressing up again this year?
She will be probably baby Bellatrix again.
Yeah. I'm down with it. Yes.
She's got the perfect coloring, and it's perfect for her.
Oh, bring her to the booth. I want to meet this kid.
Absolutely. I think my favorite memory from this event is just seeing the overwhelming response that the community had about this. You know, I mean, of course, there were some people that were like, oh, for next year, do this, or this could have been done better. But, you know, overall, a lot of people were just super receptive to the amount of philanthropy and community involvement that was actually happening in that day. And everybody was shopping local and everybody was, hey, check out this vendor. Hey, did you see that vendor? Oh, I got this over there. It was honestly one of those moments that you're just like, wow, I live in this super awesome community and these super awesome people all came to my town. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
amazing. I totally agree.
The fact that people came here from Canada and at least eight states that I know of, including the Carolinas mm-hmm. and all around.
My sister
just
came.
Absolutely. That's
that's amazing, and I hope people come from even farther this time. Mm-hmm. It's pretty special.
We have listeners that are driving 25 hours to meet us and to go to this fest, because we've talked about it since the beginning, because that's where our very first episode was recorded, the day after we went to it. Mm-hmm. And for Tiffany and I, it was our first time going, and Megan and Katie were vendors at both the first and the second year. So people are like, what's this thing? Like, we need to go. And so we have people coming a long way to see us, which is insane.
We cannot wait to meet them. That is incredible. That is amazing.
We can't wait to meet them either.
So make sure they know to stay at the Kent State Hotel and Conference Center and to book their rooms like now.
Right.
I am going to be there the whole weekend. Tiffany is not. So I booked the hotel like in March. I'm like, I book it. I know I want a room. And Megan's like, they go quick, Sarah. They go quick. I'm like, I'm doing it right now.
I will be getting her room for my small human that's coming soon.
Small human.
Oh, what are you gonna dress up the tiny muggle as?
Probably nothing. My husband's gonna stay in the hotel room, and I'm gonna be in and
you
out.
You can put a wizarding onesie on.
I have a Gryffindor onesie. I have a Swish and Flick onesie. So, but it's definitely a muggle. Yeah, I have that. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, just checking.
A lot of these things I have bought the baby.
Sarah, oh, good. Just checking.
Yeah, pretty much. I think Harry Potter related, baby related. Yes. Child needs it.
She's awesome. Spent a lot of money.
Too much money, but
the good end.
Yes.
All right.
Any more from past years, or what you're looking forward to the most, or are we even going to move on?
I think those are just, you know, the best memories of last year, and I think we're all kind of looking forward to seeing the growth in this year and, you know, trying to get this event to be the most smooth it has ever been, and always looking for expansion. So,
right. And everything, like everything in life, I mean, this is a learning experience for everyone. So it's great that you're growing, you know, you're tweaking, you're changing things to just make it the best that you can. Yeah. So, and I know that we appreciate it as people who come to your event.
Awesome. Thank you. We appreciate you guys coming.
And we're glad you're going to have a space.
We're excited.
Have you next to, I can't remember.
Accio Posters, I think.
Accio Designs.
Accio Designs, yes.
Yep.
We put you guys together. Working that out.
We did.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So, Katie, do you have a personal experience from your years at this giant wizardly party that you would like to share?
This thing that was supposed to be tiny.
So me
and Megan have been a vendor every year, and we are going to be again this year along with Switch and Flick. So we are the Accio Designs booth. And I remember being on that sidewalk the first year, and it was insane. It was awesome, but it was totally crazy. But I just want to give a shout out to you guys, because you've listened to every single suggestion that people have given you, like on Facebook and stuff. Like, you really try to make it better every single year.
Heather's blushing.
But
you just have to see which things really matter and which are important and which are people just venting, and try to make. I mean, we want it to be good. We want people to keep coming back.
Right.
Right.
And as someone who goes to, I go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter probably more times than I should down in Orlando, and they have like a huge event like this, but like I mean enormous grand scale, and that's my favorite weekend of the year. But to say that this is an enormously close second, I mean, that says a lot for it.
Holy cow, that's amazing.
But yeah,
you're
I mean,
gonna wake up with anxiety now in the middle of the night.
No,
no, I'm saying,
the pressure.
No, you guys do a great job. I always have so much fun. Like you guys have said, the community when you're there is just, you won't know until you're there. It's a feeling you get just being there. So if you can,
You can feel the love.
Like you just, wow.
Mm-hmm. So what about you guys? Because I've only really experienced it as a vendor, which is amazing in its own. And I've only got to sneak away to, like, go look at things real quick, but...
Yeah.
Well, last year was our first time going, and Tiffany's two friends that also have like podcasts, they helped us out. So they were coming up to like hang out with us and meet us and help us start our podcast. Her friends Ezra and Matt. And so the four of us went, so none of us had gone before. So it was just a crazy, like, unique experience, because I've been to the Wizarding World at that point, but I had not gone to the celebration that Katie had been to. And, like, I don't even think I'd gone to any, like, I don't even know if there's any other festivals or anything that are Harry Potter related or wizarding related. So it was really cool to be first outside on a beautiful day. And to be with all of those hundreds and thousands of people there that are all there for the same reason, and see people dressed up and see people like happy and smiling. And the one great thing I like about festivals like this, and most of them are nerdy people, so you go to their booths and whatever they're selling, they have Harry Potter stuff, but they'll also have things from other fandoms, which is great, because I get excited. I'm like, look, there's something from Disney. Oh, look, there's something from like Game of Thrones. You know, Marvel and all these other things, which is great to see that you see all of your loves there. I just had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go back. Yeah. I'm nervous this time because Megan and Katie, so they're booth is Akio Design, so they're going to be there the mostly, and I'm going to be Swish and Flick representing probably mostly by myself, like as a single Swish and Flick representative, because Tiffany's going to be in and out with the baby and her friend Ezra is going to help us, but it's going to be great to meet people and talk to people and talk about Harry Potter all day, which is what we do on the podcast. So
is Florence going to be there?
Florence is always going to be there. Florence is always around.
There it is.
So I'm excited to be there on a different level this year than we were last year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I remember like walking up to this, like we parked by some train tracks and we were walking and seeing all these people coming at us that were dressed up. And I remember thinking like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't even seen anything yet. And so we walk up and we just like look up the street and there's just lines of tents and tons of people. And I was like, yes, this is awesome. And then we had some really cool themed adult beverages. Mm-hmm. we saw this giant Aragog. Do you remember the giant Aragog?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Saw that. We got our picture taken.
It was just a great day.
And that is actually where we decided to, like, go to Orlando together for the September 1st party that was
MuggleNet Live.
19 years later party that was in Orlando. I don't know. And then we went over to, you know, Akio Designs, and we saw, like, all these people just flooding over and getting all these posters, and we were like, whoa. And it was awesome. It was a really great experience, and I'm excited to meet a lot of our listeners. I'm excited to hopefully I get to meet you guys.
Yes. Crazy people running around.
Yeah. We'll find you and help you pick up some trash.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
We're on the trash reserve.
Me a vest and a little poker and I'll be there for you.
Well, we were bare hands last year.
Why didn't you just get your wand out and use some magic?
You know, I tried, but they were gonna come for me and I cannot afford getting expelled right now.
Oh, you can't do magic around muggles. Duh.
Just obliterate everybody.
Well, and I know, like Katie said, that this is one of like the weekend that she's excited for, along with the celebration. But we've been talking about this for months. I've been planning for months, and just excited to be a part of it again and like see it again. And I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
So, oh, good. We can't wait to meet you guys. This is why we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just awesome.
We're excited for sure.
Great. I just want to let you know my phone is on 1%.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
So,
all right. So, quick announcement. Speaking of fun things, Swish and Flick is going to be hosting some Harry Potter trivia at the Wizardly World of Kent. So, we're still working out the details, but, you know, It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Be there.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited. Fantastic.
All right. Well, since we are at 1% and I feel like we've got it out, I want to say a final thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time out of your, I'm sure you're so busy. It's getting closer to the event. So thank you so much for being with us today. And we look forward to meeting you and joining in all the fun.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So that concludes this bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
We did it.
Yay. Yay. That
was great, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I cannot tell you how excited I am to, like, be there already.
It's going
to
be great.
I'm already, like, planning my outfit. Like, what should I wear?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.